morning and happy Thursday. This is Melisha Watson of Boss Chic Designs. I am coming to you today just briefly, straight to the point, to talk about what I think needs to be said. So many of us are feeling intimidated and by what we see on social media from other business owners. We're feeling like they are at a certain place or at a certain plateau, and we're not there. And somehow we tend to feel defeated. We feel like, why haven't we got there? You know, what am I doing wrong? Let me tell you something about social media. Social media is one of the largest platforms we know in the world. And you can be whoever you want to be behind that computer, behind that phone, and on social media. So let me tell you something. A lot of people are living this facade of a life. Everything that you see on the internet or on social media is not exactly what it is. So we need to learn that a lot of times if you see someone wearing those nice clothes, toting those designer bags, wearing those designer shoes, or taking pictures in front of that BMWs or those Mercedeses, realize that sometimes it's not what it seems. Some people are feeding you this smoke dream and illusion of what they want to be themselves. So you look at that person and say, oh my God, they're leveling up. They're really blessed. They're doing big things. And in reality, that car they're sitting on doesn't even belong to them. The clothes they're wearing may not be authentic. And a lot of people wear those clothes and can barely pay their rent. So let me tell you something. One thing about social media and portraying to be something that you're not. Remember one key fact. Someone knows you. Someone knows that you're not living large. Someone knows that you are not this big entrepreneur or balling the way you portray on the internet. And those of us that see those people and feel like we are not leveling up or feel like we are a failure, stop it. Don't be fooled by the facade. Take your hand and fan that smoke away from in front of your eyes. Because what you see is not always what it is. We have to learn that whatever is for us is going to come. Whatever God has for you or has for me, it will be. As long as you're being authentic. See, that's what it all comes down to, being real and being who you are and who you are meant to be. It doesn't matter what another person is doing. Take your eyes off of other people and keep the eye on the prize, which is your ideal goal. As long as you're working honestly and authentically to reach your goals, you'll get there, darling. So let's not let social media deter us or get us in a depressed mode, or cause us to start beating ourselves up because we feel that we have not reached a certain plateau that others have. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people may be in that position, but believe me, they've worked hard and put in that time and put in that work to achieve these goals. But most people who are just starting out and building these businesses, they want you to feel like they're doing big and bad things. And something else you need to realize. Just because you see somebody wearing designer clothes, driving a nice car, toting that designer bag, that does not make them better than you. That does not make them above you. Because look at it like this. Once you buy something designer, the value goes down and it brings you no substance. Those are materialistic things that will soon fade away, soon go out of style. So what you're trying to do and need to concentrate on is, I am going to build me a honest, authentic brand and a business that I am proud of. I'm going to live in my truth. I'm going to be truthful. And I am going to be proud of the steps and the progress that I am making in my life and in my business. This facade of what you see on the internet is just what it is. It is a joke because people know you when you're posting those things. They know that's not you. They know that you don't have these things. So when you look at those people and be envious of them, you're only envying dishonesty, untruth, and the fake. You know, all this smoke and all this facade, this make-believe life that people give you, they're feeding you an illusion. And in that illusion, you're looking at it and you're causing your own self to feel bad and thinking negatively of your own business, of your own brand, and of your own self. And why? We as women, we are strong women. See, I live in my truth. I don't need to put a facade up for anyone, because as long as you're living in your truth and you're sharing your truth to help someone else, and you're going to be blessed. Because why? You don't need to put on a show. You know, people are not in Hollywood, but they're playing many parts in their life, but they're not getting paid for it. So, you know, a lot of us are actresses on social media. We're actors on social media. We're acting because we are not being paid for the role that we're playing. So, what can you do to make yourself and to know that you're doing the best that you are and the best that you can? Is to continue to work hard. Continue to set those goals and crush them. Continue to be motivated, stay inspired. Keep yourself educated, read, get the knowledge that you need, and continue to put 1,000% into what you are doing. See, while they're putting on a facade, you're building up an empire and a business of truth, and you're building that solid foundation so that when you get there, you don't need to boast, you don't need to brag, and you don't need to fake it. Like they said, fake it till you make it. No, ma'am. Don't fake it, because see, some people know you're faking. People relate to people. They relate to truth. They relate to authenticity, and they relate to being honest. They relate to normal people. And everybody in the world is not rich. Some may live well. We have millionaires, but a lot of us are working hard to try to reach that initial goal where we can have financial freedom, where we can be women that are able to take care of our families. Some of us come from backgrounds where we're on Section 8, food stamps, homelessness, abuse. That shows you that we're survivors. So if we can survive all these things and fight through that, why can't we fight harder to achieve that goal of success? See, it's in you. You just have to pull it out. See, being strong and fighters and survivors are in women's DNA in our bloodline. It has been from way back in times. So, don't be so caught up on the materialistic things that you see people have. Because, what does that do? It doesn't bring them value. It doesn't bring you value. To be worried and concentrate on what they're doing, the more you concentrate on them and say, why not me? It's time you're losing and ground that you're losing to perform and to get to your initial goal. So, like I said, you know, I just want to keep it brief. Don't be fooled, like I said, about the facade and the show and the actresses that you see here on social media, because that's exactly what they are. They're not being paid for their parts, but they're feeding you something to make them feel big about themselves. But believe me, when they post those pictures and they go home at night, they know that's not their lives. And the people that know them know they're phony. So don't be fooled by the fake, phony facade and actor and actresses that you see here on social media. Continue to be you. Continue to be strong. Continue to be independent. Continue to be authentic. Continue to be honest. And once again, continue to be you. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be ashamed of where you come from. I see, where you come from is not who you are. That is just a stepping stone of lessons and a blueprint to help you build your life on a stronger foundation so that you can stand tall and strong. See, my life is a mixture of things. I come from a mixture of things, which is hurt, pain, homelessness. I come from a fighting, surviving. And see, all those things that are wrapped up in that package can make a mighty fist and a mighty blow. Because see, I stand tall. I stand here today because I fought. And I don't look at what other people got. When you see a girl boss or a woman entrepreneur winning, congratulate them. And know that you're going to get there. Because believe me, when people are winning, don't forget, there are struggles behind those wins. There is heartache behind those wins. Do not be fooled by the hype. Do not be fooled by the facade and the smoke dream that people are feeding you. Worry about you. Concentrate on your wonderful self. You are amazing. You are a fiery, amazing woman that has the ability and the strength and power to be whatever it is you want to be and is meant to be in this life. Let no woman, no man, no one deter you from that. Because no amount of money can take your self-respect and dignity and the authentic person that you are. So I want you to marinate that on that a little bit. So don't be so focused, because as long as you're looking at on the right of you and the left of you and behind you, you can't see what's in front of you, which is your success and your goal and your achievements. So I hope that you got something from what I'm saying. I didn't want to make it long, but I just wanted to come and inspire you and encourage you and motivate you to keep fighting, my sister. You got this. You are meant to be great. And if you fail, it's because of you. It's because of your negative thinking. You're not pushing hard enough. You're not fighting, and you don't think you're worthy. But I'm here to tell you are 1,000% worthy of whatever it is that you want out of this life. So go through it. Go through the heartbreak. Go through the heartache. Go through the sleepless nights. Go through the migraines. Go through the worry and the stress to achieve greatness. Even a diamond goes through the fire and go through so much until they are made perfect. Practice make perfect, baby. So, love yourself and know that you are enough and you are authentic and you will get there. Have a wonderful day and keep bossing up. But remember, girl, bossing ain't easy.